response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about, what do we call it? Like family friendly?
Yeah. You like. Kids curse
like
words.
Safe words. Like, yeah. What do you do?
Oh, hold on, not safe, safe words. Not
safe, yeah, my safe word's pancake. Okay. Ooh, does that delete it if I tell everybody?
We don't need to know.
Sometimes it just depends on who I'm with. Sometimes it's
kid-friendly curse words.
Okay, yeah. So, like, when you have kids, you try to calm your mouth down. I tried for a few years, but then there is a tipping point where you want your kids to know how to curse correctly.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because they're just, when they're a little kid and they're trying to go F that and they say it wrong, they put F in the wrong spot. You're like, no, let me show you. This is where the F word should go.
You're
just
embarrassing
like,
me at this dinner party.
100%.
Are you teaching your kids how to curse?
No.
Yeah.
Not really. But
I'm sorry. I cut a song that I called Jealous and you let your kids say the S word.
I let them say it. I think it's like we don't put a big heavy price on it. It's just like certain words have more weight than other words. And I think that's what we're trying to teach them.
Yeah.
Where it's like it's not necessarily bad to curse. We don't encourage it, but it like.
Do you curse?
Know the weight behind it if you're going to choose to speak that way.
If you stub your toe in the house, what do you say?
I am a big golly bum guy.
Oh.
Golly bum?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I become a golly bum.
I want to believe you.
Golly bum!
You have to be
kidding. No. It started off ironic. Like, I remember hearing someone say it and be like, oh, it's ridiculous. And then you start saying it, and now I cannot stop saying golly bum.
And it rolls off your tongue in the moment when pain is searing.
Yeah,
you
that's
can,
crazy.
What do you say when that happens? The big one.
Yeah, or ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody else is golly bum?
No.
I've never heard golly bum before today.
Take it
golly
for a second.
Bum. I can't.
It doesn't feel.
What happened there?
It just doesn't feel right.
Also, with the glasses, it's a lot.
Golly bum.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm a nerd.
Got it.
My parents used to say fire truck instead of the big one.
They had the constraint? Restraint?
Yes. Like something would go wrong. Like the road was blocked or whatever. We were going to be late to something or whatever. Like somebody got a fire truck. And I was like, and I'm looking.
Oh,
like, where is it?
Where's the fire truck?
Because
it's all in there.
I'm a big, like, yikes on bikes kind of girl.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Golly bum, whatever. Yeah. Golly
Dr.
bummer.
Dr. Seuss over here.
Yikes on what?
Yikes on bikes.
For what?
Just something bad happened. Yikes on bikes.
And do you say it with that much lateral lisp? Are you like yikes on bikes?
Yikes on bikes. I mean, you know, it's like something bad happens, but you don't want to throw an F word out. Yikes.
You're being serious.
On bikes.
There's been a time.
I have used
your reservations
that.
Got canceled. Your dress fitting didn't go well.
You that was not a yikes on bikes moment. No. That was a whole F-bomb.
Okay. So yikes on bikes. Do you only use your safe cuss words, curse words, whatever, around toddlers?
No, sometimes it just slips out.
You just do? Okay.
I could see that happening of like, yikes on bikes, the printer's out of paper. Like
right.
Something so unserious.
Yeah.
Not stub your toe.
Yeah, no, not a stub your toe.
Stub your toe is a full on.
Golly bum. What is that?
It's the worst. Like, I opened my fridge to get a water the other day while I was doing yard work, and a Modelo launched.
Oh, no.
So somebody had just like rattled things around, and it just like, and I see it happening, and it was like, there's six. Basically, every single one of those words ends with trucking.
Yeah.
And there's just bad words everywhere around
no
it.
Golly bum.
There's no golly bum. And that's just from a beer dropping. I didn't even get hurt.
Right.
Okay, so.
Give it a try. I stand behind it.
I would have to retrain every fiber of my being to say one more time.
Golly bum. Golly bum.
All right. If you've got. Oh, my God. Okay. If you've got alternative curse words. We'd love to hear what they are. 303-222-5423. You may text or we can, you know, talk to you personally and you can scream your golly bum words at us.
Right.
I used to, I don't know how this started or why, but it would just be a big Bob Saget.
Did he die?
He did.
He died not great.
I don't remember.
In a hotel room? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in a hotel room, I think it was.
Oh, I don't remember that.
So maybe it still works.
Yeah.
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Like if you bump your head, maybe that's what you start shouting.
I was looking for things like Mother Fiddler.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like.
So not Golly Bum Bob Saget and Yikes on Bikes.
I don't know why. I like Bob Saget more than I like Golly Bum.
Come on!
I do like Bob Saget.
Because Golly Bum just harkens back to like, we're in disheveled clothes. Like, please, sir.
May I have some more?
Golly Bum. It's a classic.
It's not, no one in this room has heard of it.
No one's ever said it before. You
made it up. I've also used to say son of a biscuit. That's definitely
That's a good one.
You like there's little...
I don't think I'm around small children enough to have a go-to.
Okay.
But I do a lot of like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just sounds?
Yeah.
Just a vowel movement?
Yeah, a little bit. Because you kind of start going somewhere with it and then you're like, I got
to
stop.
Because you need to have different words that start with SH. Because you're right. Just like, you find yourself,
shoulders. Shut the front door.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good one.
You got to, so maybe I just need to spend some time thinking of words that start with sh or f or. Did you see Chet just like jump out of his seat?
He's shaking. Like, he's shaking.
He's what? Shaking? Shake and bake.
Okay.
All right. If you've got alternative curse words, we'd love to hear them. 303-222-5423.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, Jack Knockers. Fine.
Jack Knockers?
Yeah, that's one of the alternative curse words.
Okay.
Decided to start this whole moment in radio by saying Jack Knockers. We're looking for your kid-safe cuss words. Kid-safe cuss word. No.
Kid-safe curse words.
Curse.
I think that's what I put on.
Is that what you
internet.
Called it? Okay.
Yeah.
This is my favorite thing. So while we're grabbing your calls and we're just chatting, Tiag goes and answers the calls. And when he thinks he's answered all the calls, somebody hangs up and somebody new calls in.
Right.
So he gets halfway into the room and he has to go back to the producer room.
He just did like a full Homer Simpson.
He fully did.
Into
he came into the room and then went back out. Christine, I don't know if you can say your word on the air, but we're going to let you say it anyway. And they might just bleep it. What's your alternate, your kid's safe curse word?
It's shut.
Yeah, I say that a lot. Is it kid friendly though?
It's isn't it the Irish version of like our word?
S-H-I.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Am I not allowed to spell it?
I don't know, but like all of us knew. Like you're mansplaining to a room full of people who curse for a living. Okay. Thank you for the call, Christine. Do you say that in front of your kids though?
No, I don't say it. I think she heard it at school and she started saying it, and I just haven't decided if it offends me enough yet.
Oh my God. To stop it? Yeah.
Being a parent sounds awesome.
Yeah, no, it's awful. All right, thank you, Christine. Celeste.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's your kid-friendly curse?
Yeah, it is gosh, Janet.
Okay, that's right up there with Bob Knobbler or whatever he says.
Golly Bum.
Golly Bum.
But gosh, Janet is at least like, it's close.
Oh, I get it. It's for GD.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's one in text. Yeah. Well, I guess I hope it's not someone else's, but it's got dandruff. Got dandruff.
Because I used to say, because growing up Catholic, you were taking the Lord's, we'd say cheese and rice. Instead of
Jesus
JC.
Christ.
Yeah.
Sorry, am I not
supposed to? You're Jewish, you get a pass.
She gets a pass? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What is going on? All right, bye, Hack. Apparently another phone call's ringing. Yeah. So he's left the room saying, what does he say again?
Golly bum.
Okay, Chanda.
Yai.
What is your kid-friendly curse?
Sacagawea.
I don't hate that.
But it doesn't feel correct.
Sacagawea. What does it mean? Is that a place or something?
That's a woman.
Woman who was
it's
Native American?
Mm-hmm.
It was?
Mm-hmm. It still feels a little like maybe we still shouldn't be using it in vain.
Okay, over there. You're over there spelling words.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you use that in place of which... No, I can't. Never mind. Thank you. Bye. Because when would you... Was that just like... Because when I'm hurt, I would say it was from a movie. It's like, Sarapinga.
What?
You're just like, Sarapinga.
I think that's when she would use that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just... That's
like
a pain
we're getting
one.
In trouble every time someone speaks.
Okay, Leanne?
Yay.
You don't have to kid-friendly that one. What's your kid-friendly curse?
Well, just to make a long story short, I grew up with a dad who cursed like a drunken German, if you will, but I never cursed out loud. And I was trying to change my bicycle chain when I was about 10, and I was so frustrated that I couldn't do it. I said, I'm going to say this out loud if I can't get this finished. And it was the S word, which has always been my go-to word. And so now I say shiznit.
Oh, like you're
shiznit?
A snoop.
Shiznit?
Isn't that a
snoop dog?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shiznit, I like that one.
Like when I'm around my grandkids.
Do we know? Okay, I just want you all to know what we hear as we're talking is different than what goes over the air. So we don't know how many of these have been bleeped along the way.
Correct.
The bleeping happens. Okay. So I'm guessing that one went through, but...
I would think it's okay. Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Leanne. Mm-hmm. You're the shiznit.
I like it. Okay. It.
I like that too. Mandy?
Yai.
Kid-friendly curse.
Yeah, so we have a 10-year-old, so we've gotten... creative. We have the usual dagnabbit and shiitake mushroom. One that was is super creative to us is my coworker's name is Janet, and just I don't know who started it first, but we've started going, "Oh God, Janet!"
Another God, Janet.
Did it happen already?
Janet us everywhere.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.